Hi again, David here. Welcome to week 3 of ASIC's Movement for Mind, session 1. This week, our expert is Rose Chi. She's a competitive triathlete and coach, but her real focus is on mindful movement. She'll be taking you through some exercises that help you focus on your body as you move. Her sessions will build on what you've learned already, but as always, this is about you being comfortable and calm. So allow yourself to connect, breathe, and enjoy. Our session is 30 minutes again, so be prepared to be out for that long. Let's start by finding a spot where you can do some warm-up exercises. Now, if you need to pause the audio to get ready, you can do that now. All right, great. Now we're going to start with a little move called open the gate. Hold on to something with your right hand if you need to, and start by lifting your left knee and come up to a 90 degree angle. Then imagine your leg is a gate and gently swing it open so your knee points to your side. And from here, bring it back to the front and put your foot down. All right? Again, lift your knee and swing your gate open, controlled, and close it and put your foot down. So we're opening up your hips and improving your flexibility. Now, one last time. Lift your knee and swing that gate open and come back and put your foot down. Great. Now we'll switch legs. Same move. Lift your knee and swing the gate open. Come back to the front. Put your foot down. Again, lift your knee. Keep your posture straight. Open up. Come back to the front. Put your foot down. We'll do it one more time. Lift your knee up. Swing the gate open. And come back to the front. And put your foot down. Great. Now we're moving on to lunges to warm up the big muscles in your legs. This is a bit about balance, so stay steady as you step forward with your right leg. Bend your knees and lower your left knee to the ground, just a little bit above the ground, and only go as far as you can while staying balanced. If you want to, you can put your arms out to the side if that helps. Now feel the stretch and then ease back up. Now switch legs. Step forward with the left leg, the right knee coming down almost to the ground. And feel the stretch and come back up again. And switch over to the other leg. Same thing, come down, knees almost touching the ground. Keep your upper body straight. Feel the stretch. And switch again one last time. And bend your knees. One knee almost touching the ground. Straight posture. Stay balanced. Breathe. Feel the stretch and come back up to standing. Great. So, we're done with the warm-up. You can start moving in gear 1 and I will hand you over to Rose.
Thanks, David. Hi, y'all. My name is Rose. I will guide you through this week's theme of mindful movement. For now, just keep walking, nice and controlled. Don't worry if what we're doing today sounds unfamiliar. I'll guide you through and help you find some simple ways to pay a little bit more attention to the way you move. A short note about me. I'm a coach and mindful movement expert based in the Netherlands. I work closely with clients to support their physical and emotional goals. I'm also a triathlete. For me, exercising and especially moving with full focus brings me out of my head and back into my body. It gives such a good feeling, not only afterwards, but also while moving. And that makes it so enjoyable to do. This session is all about becoming more aware of the way we move and the impact this has on us. It is not about distance or speed, so we won't be moving too fast during this session. I really want you to notice your body while you move. So this is a fairly gentle session. Hopefully you are feeling warmed up and ready to get going. From your slow walk, let's move into a gear one slow jog. As David said in week one, if it feels slow, you're doing it right. Not too fast, we are not in a hurry. Let's start with checking our body and mind first on any tensions. Start with noticing your thoughts. Are you feeling focused or a little distracted? It's fine if you are. Let's treat this session as a chance to focus on the moment, rather than those things we might be worried about in the rest of our lives. We're still jogging in our slow gear one, really gentle. Even if this feels like slow motion for you, that is fine. It's not about speed. Our focus is on our body. Now, bring your attention to your breath and just follow your breath without changing anything. Just observe where it goes. You remember working with Gray on breathing through your nose. You can try that here too. If you find it challenging to breathe through your nose, you could take a step back in speed. But it's not a test. If you're not comfortable with this at the moment, just breathe naturally. What's most important is that you're not forcing your breath. It should be calm and steady. Can you feel the cool air when you inhale? And can you feel the slightly warm air when you exhale? Follow your breath a few times. Now, let's bring your attention to your body. We're going to do a short scan, just to check in. A little like you did with David in week one. Keep moving in its slow jog, gear one. First, bring your attention to your face. Relax your jaws, your cheeks, your eyebrows and mouth. Maybe you can feel your tongue in your mouth. Then focus on your shoulders. How do they feel? Do you keep them high while running? If you feel any tension, then try to lower your shoulders half a centimeter every time when you exhale. Get rid of this tension. Keep moving at a nice steady gear one, slow and relaxed. Now focus on your upper body, your chest. If you feel your breath is in your chest, then try to extend your exhalation a little bit longer. If you do that, you might notice your breath sinks a bit lower to your tummy. And if you go to your back, your shoulder blades, how do they feel? Roll your shoulders a few times to get rid of any stiffness. Now bring your focus to your arms, your hands, and then go to your legs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. Do you notice any tensions there? And see if you can reach these tensions and let those tensions melt away. Just keep moving in gear one, slow jog. So by bringing your attention to your breath and to your body, you will notice that there is less room in your mind for any other thoughts. And if you still notice that there are other thoughts, be gentle to yourself and to your thoughts. Observe them and then go back to your breath and body. So now we are aware of our body and breath. Let's now focus on how we move. Most of the times we move without being aware how we move. It's just a routine. We do it automatically and we don't think about it and we hardly notice we do it. Today we're going to try to pay attention to how we run. First, I would like to invite you to stand still. Just come to a complete stop. We are not in a hurry and we don't have to go anywhere. While you're standing still, are you aware of the gravity that keeps you on the ground? Can you feel the connection that your body makes with the ground? Feel your feet in your shoes and feel how the soles of your feet make contact with the ground. Feel the connection with the earth. Breathe in and breathe out through your nose, standing still, feeling this connection. You practiced this kind of breathing with Gray last week. As he said, just try it and it's completely fine to breathe normally if you find it difficult or stressful. Now, move your way to your right leg and raise your left heel and raise your left knee and bring your left leg to the front. And then place your left heel on the ground and while doing that, roll off your right foot from heel to toe. Notice that your weight automatically shifts to your left leg, where you now stand on your whole left foot. From here, start walking by repeating this movement. You're really noticing how you begin to move, really slowly. So with your right heel already raised, raise your right knee, bring your right leg forward, place your right heel on the ground while you roll off your left foot from heel to toe, and your weight goes to the right leg. Continue repeating this movement, alternating legs, walking step by step, but do it very slowly, like you're doing this in slow motion. And observe what happens in your whole body while you move. Feel the different muscles that you are using in a different phases of your movement. And what happens with your balance while replacing your weight from one leg to the other? Do you feel the pressure on your whole foot, or is there more pressure on the inside or outside of your feet? Okay, we're going to slowly move from walking pace back into our running gear one, the slow jog again. While speeding up, observe how you land when your feet touch the ground. Do your heels first touch the ground, or do you land on your midfoot or on your forefoot? Stay aware of the movement of your legs and the impact it has in the rest of your body. And keep breathing through your nose if you can. If you have reached gear one and feel comfortable here, let's move into gear two, our easy jog. Still nice and controlled and easy, but with a little more energy. And while increasing speed, stay focused again on how you land on your feet, how your legs move and how the rest of your body is involved in this movement. Also, continue to breathe through your nose. And again, if this becomes challenging, try it for a few steps and then just breathe naturally. Our focus here is on the movement. We're just going to continue this exercise in gear two for the next 2 minutes. Go ahead. Continue to focus on your movement, your landing, and how your movement impacts your body. Try to notice the difference in gear two compared to gear one. Do you feel any difference compared to the slow motion movement? Also, while you are running now in gear two, focus how you breathe. If breathing through your nose becomes challenging, you could take a step back in speed or just breathe your natural way. Try to run consciously with your focus on the movement. If you find yourself distracted by any other thoughts, that's fine. Just register that you have these thoughts and be kind to yourself and to these thoughts. Being conscious that you are distracted is also a form of mindfulness. Just observe it and go back with your attention to your movement and to your breath. And again, if breathing through your nose is challenging, then don't be too hard on yourself. Just allow yourself to breathe naturally and come back to it if you can. Continue to run, gear 2. And how's that feeling? Can you notice a difference between the gears? Okay, great. Let's drop back down into gear 1. How did that go? This is just one exercise to help you become aware and be mindful about your movement. Now you have paid attention especially to your legs. Did you actually notice what you did with your arms? How do you normally keep your arms when you run? Are you used to run keeping your arms close to your body? Or do you straighten your arms? Or do you swing your arms while you run? Let's just keep moving in gear 1, the slow jog. And let's also be conscious about how we use our arms so we become more aware of their function. I would like to invite you to experience the different postures with your arms and feel the effect. First, still running in gear 1, keep your arms close and stiff to your body, as if they are glued to your body without movement. While you run, pay attention to what that does to the rest of your body. What do you feel in your core, your hips, and your legs? Do you notice that it does anything with your balance? Okay, next exercise. Still running in gear 1, slow jog. Now swing your arms across your body from left to right. And does it matter if you keep your arms bent or if you straighten them moving outwards? Try this for a while, swinging your arms from left to right. And notice again how this feels. Does this do anything with your pace, with the balance in your body? Great. Now swing your arms forwards and backwards. First, when your arms go forwards, you bend them. And when they go backwards, you straighten them. And make nice swings, not too small, forwards and backwards, bending and straightening your arms. How does this feel? Do you feel any difference in your body? Last exercise. We are still running in our gear 1, slow jog. Still swinging your arms. But now keep your arms bent 90 degrees, going back and forwards. What's the difference? Now, having done these different exercises, you may find that your arms are supporting the movement of your legs. If you don't use your arms, like when you glue them to your body, it will take more effort to stay balanced. You have to make a bigger effort with your legs, your hips, and your core. When swinging your arms across your body from left to right, the rest of your body needs to put energy in correcting your way forward. You might have felt it in your hips, in your legs, and in your core. It's really with your arms bent 90 degrees, swinging back and forwards, where you support the forward movement most efficiently. Great. You may remember David talking about arm movements in week 1. Hopefully this has helped you to focus on how your arms can really help you move more easily and efficiently. We're still in gear 1, the slow jog. Now, the next 2 minutes, stay focused on your movement, your arms, your legs, and the impact of the movement on your body. I will explain the exercise first, and then you go ahead. As you run in gear 1, just relaxed, scan how you land on your feet, how you move your legs, and how you use your arms. You could also be aware of your breath. And there is nothing to do here, but you can always just notice your breathing if you find yourself distracted. And once that all feels comfortable, see if you can speed up to gear 2, the easy jog. Again, you focus on your movement. Continue to breathe through your nose if you can. Observe any differences in this speed compared to gear 1. If gear 2 feels comfortable, see if you can speed up to gear 3. Gear 3 is our comfortable run, a pace you'd use for your regular run. Again, being mindful about how you place your feet, what the impact is in your legs, your hips and your core, your arm movement, your posture, and also on your breath. Are you still able to breathe through your nose? Go ahead for the next 2 minutes, increasing your speed from gear 1 to gear 2 to gear 3 and focusing on your movement. And breathe through your nose if that feels comfortable. If not, just breathe as you find easiest. But we don't want to get too much out of breath here. This is about controlling and noticing our movements. Always be kind to yourself. How does it feel in a faster gear? Still nice and controlled? Continue to focus on your movements. You're doing great. I hope you're feeling focused and calm. Don't push your speed too much. And continue to focus on your movement. Okay, that was awesome. You can go back to gear 1 now. How did it go? Was it possible for you to speed up to gear 3? So next time, we will do some more exercises with that. So if you find it a challenge, don't worry. Well done for now. Let's bring down the speed again, as you are now back in gear 1, while still focusing on your movement. Slow down with every step that you take. Take your time. Observe your movement while you slow down. Each step slower and slower. And slower. And then switch to walking. Observe your breath. Slow down even more while walking. Until you come to a complete stop. Now again, while you're standing still, feel your body, feel the gravity, feel the connection with the ground, and how the soles of your feet touch the ground. Focus on your breath. Well done. Well, this is the end of the first session on mindful movement. Being mindful on your movement is something that you can do anytime. Any movement you make, you can do it mindfully, with full focus. Next time, we'll be looking at how the way you move can really make a difference to how you feel, how your body and mind work together much more closely than you might think. I'll now hand you back to David, who will take you through a cool down. And I'll see you for the next session soon.
Great. Thanks, Rose. I hope you enjoyed the session. Now let's find a place to cool down and stretch out a little. Again, pause the audio if you need to. Ready for the cool down? Okay, we'll start with a quad stretch. Now, this may require a little bit of balance, but you can always hold on to something if you need to. So stand straight, slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks, grab on to the foot, and keep a straight posture. Pull gently on the foot for stretch, hold for 20 seconds, and 5. Push your hips forward a little, 10, 15. Remember to breathe, look straight ahead, and 20. Nice. You can switch legs. So grab on to the other foot, keep the posture straight, push your hips forward just a little, and hold for 20. 5, 10, 15, a little bit deeper into the stretch, and 20. Great. You can shake out those legs if you need to as we get ready for the next one. Elevated hamstring stretch. Now see if you can find something to put your foot on. A bench or a railing that's not too high, should be lower than your waist. If you can't find anything, no worries, okay? Just place your right foot on the railing or on the ground in front of you, toes pointing up. From here, bend forward at the waist and try to grab your toes. If you can't reach that far, just see if you can place your hands on your shins or your knee and feel the stretch at the back of your hamstring. And 5, 10, 15, 20. Great. Switch legs. And again, the other leg in front of you, toes pointing up, bend forward at the waist, and see if you can grab your toes. Hold here for 20 seconds. 5, 10. As always, breathe. 15. See if you can go just a little bit deeper into the stretch. And 20. Great. So we're going to finish off the cool down with a squat hold. This is to loosen up your hips. So you're going to sit down in a relaxed squat position just for a few seconds. Start by reaching down and grab your ankles or your shins and come down slowly into a squat position with your arms inside your legs. Elbows can gently push the knees out. Look straight ahead, maintain a good posture. Okay. And down in the squat position, just relax and slowly move your weight from one foot to the other. Really feel your hips loosening up. It can feel a little bit awkward in the beginning. Might even feel strenuous. Just try to breathe and relax. Okay. And from here, you're going to slowly come up. Slowly. Standing up. And great. Shake out the legs. Okay. Well done. So you'll notice that some of the ideas that you heard from Rose are similar to the things we've talked about before. The great thing about this program is that nothing is really complicated. It's all about spending 30 minutes with a real focus on you. We don't always allow ourselves that time, so enjoy it. Next time, Rose will be back with some tips on how your movement can guide your mood. I'll see you then. Bye.